You know, I thought it would be a great spot because it is DVT Awareness Month, ladies and gentlemen. That's deep vein thrombosis. I thought it would be a good spot to get an expert on. And that would mean Dr. Angela Kokosis, happens to be the director of the Center for Vein Care and director of the DVT team over at Study Brook Medicine, and happens to be an expert in the management of deep venous disease and varicose veins. And I thought it was important enough. And we welcome Dr. Kokosis onto these airwaves. A very good morning to you. You know, we have heard the verbiage of DVT. It is a serious situation. I always remember there was a top-notch broadcaster who lost his life. He was covering, I believe, the war in Iraq way back for NBC, whose last name escapes me. His first name was David. He was a wonderful reporter and an anchor, and lost his life to DVT, doctor. And it's something to be taken very seriously. Welcome aboard.
Hi there. Thank you so much for having me this morning. And you're absolutely right.
Indeed.
Deep vein thrombosis can be a serious life-threatening ailment. And, you know, one of the important things to understand is that there are certain risk factors that can contribute to that. So, for example,
well, let's get into, Doctor, before we get into it, let's kind of explain to the audience, let's define DVT as far as deep vein thrombosis, what it is. Let's tell the audience.
Absolutely. So it's a clot that forms in the main veins in the legs.
Okay.
And
the clot forms in the legs. Go ahead. Tell us, you know, symptoms, risk factors, and what happens when that happens. Go ahead.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah. So most commonly patients experience pain, swelling, and some overlying skin redness in the area where the clot forms.
Okay.
And usually
what
it happens.
What factors lead up to this?
So being immobile for extended periods of time. So whether that means you're taking a long trip on a plane for 10 hours and you decide not to move at all, or a road trip. Or you're in the hospital after having a surgery and you haven't moved. These are some common situations.
Yeah. His name was David Bloom, by the way. That's what it was, David Bloom. Mm. He was on assignment in Iraq when he lost his life. I think it was in 03, I'm reading here right now, actually, 21 years ago. You know, it's interesting, and I'm sure, you know, he was a guy who prepared for every possible danger of what was going on in Iraq those days. But the way he died shocked us all, the world, actually. And that was a complication from deep vein thrombosis, Dr. Kokosis. What you described right there as far as being inactive, and I remember when David was reporting, you know, he was in a cramped up position and everything else, obviously very tight in the back of some sort of a truck as they were going through the confines of Iraq. And, you know, there were many people in that truck and you're kind of, you know, in a pretzel type sitting position, you know, one of those deals. But that's the way he died. And that's something when you talk about inactivity, that is a mass contributor to all this, correct?
Yes, absolutely. And the complication that he most likely suffered from was a piece of clot broke off and traveled to his lung. That's called a pulmonary embolism, and that is the life-threatening complication.
Unbelievable. Are there any tests available to determine if you have to have DVT?
Yeah, there's actually one simple test that can be performed, which is an ultrasound or a sonogram, What that does is it allows us to look directly at the veins in the leg and determine if there is a clot.
Okay. So then, of course, now once it is determined, are there blood thinners out there? What is prescribed as far as
that? Yeah. So the mainstay treatment is to start a blood thinner. And there are many blood thinners on the market nowadays, which is actually a good thing because we can sort of choose which one works best for a typical patient, a particular patient. And, you know, essentially the goal is early diagnosis is the key, of course. And with early diagnosis, we can then start these medications to help prevent complications like pulmonary embolism.
All righty. Talk to me kind of like a sidebar here. Varicose veins.
Yeah.
Are varicose veins a prelude to DVT, or is that a separate situation, not in all cases?
Yeah, I would say it's separate, not in all cases. Varicose veins are actually very common, very prevalent. And typically, varicose veins are something that are hereditary. Patients typically say that, oh, they have a mother, their father, brothers, sisters, it runs in the family. They may have had it, you know, early in life, and then they can tend to progress later in life. And there are some other risk factors, too, that can contribute to making them worse, like standing occupations, you know, hairdresser, chef, healthcare worker, being overweight. Putting more pressure on the legs can contribute to making varicose veins grow faster. In this situation for women, women who have multiple pregnancies tend to develop varicose veins faster. So those are sort of the common situations.
Is there anything that one could do to make them go away, the varicose veins?
Yeah, so what I like to tell my patients is, first and foremost, varicose veins are not a life-threatening condition. However, if they contribute to pain, achiness, swelling in the legs, they make it difficult for people to just, you know, get through the day because their legs feel so heavy, then treatments could be considered, you know. One of the more conservative management recommendations is to wear compression stockings, and that's easy. You know, you can wear a knee-high stocking that will, you know, basically immediately alleviate some of that heaviness and swelling. But we know that varicose veins don't disappear with compression stocking. So for the patients that have maybe more severe symptoms, there are minimally invasive procedures that can remove the varicose veins.
Gotcha. Now, you know, just getting back to DVT, it's very serious, obviously. And the numbers are astonishing. You know, 900,000 or so affected by deep vein thrombosis folks in this country alone every year. And about a third of them, I think about 300,000 of them, experience long-term complications. The doctor talks about pulmonary embolisms, you know, that blood clot that can go from one area of the body through your bloodstream, and if it goes to the lungs, you know, it becomes deadly. And again, you know, these embolisms usually stem from these clots in the deep vein of the leg. So it's to be taken very seriously. Now, a doctor at the Center for Vein Care at Stony Brook, you know, this is pretty much what they concentrate on. And that's where it's all about. So if anybody is experiencing issues, as you and I speak, they can contact the center, right?
Absolutely. You can find us on our website at vein.stonybrookmedicine.edu, or you can call us at 800-345-VEIN. And essentially, we offer a combination of free screening, as well as consultations and evaluations to determine if, you know, you have a concern for a DVT, or if you have concerns regarding varicose veins, then you know, all those issues can be evaluated.
Yeah, very important stuff. So again, folks, you know, don't do anything. Don't just sit there and do anything about it. Very important to take action here. 1-800-345-VEIN, 345-VEIN, vein.stonybrookmedicine.edu. Get on that site and start attacking this problem before it really becomes what could be a life-threatening problem. Dr. Angela Kokoksis, the director of the Center for Vein Care and the director of the DBT team at Stony Brook Medicine. Can't thank you enough. Important information. We'll post everything on the website and everything else, but we can't thank you enough, and we'll be in touch.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.